Boys and girls, great to see you here, and I've been praying for you as I've been thinking about the story for today, because I want to tell you a story about another set of two brothers. Now, the world must be filled with families where there are two brothers, and I'm sure when they grow up together, they some days get along just fine, and they have a lot of fun together, but other days they don't do so well, and mum and dad has to get them by the scruff of the neck and tell them, you better be friends as well as brothers. Well, we need to learn today about Cain and Abel. Now, Cain was the first, and maybe you're one of those who always wants to be first. You want to be first at the table when supper is called. You want to be first at school, I hope. And you want to be first at church. That's even a better hope. And if you are one of those kind of children, you want to be first. You've got that competitive nature. You want to be there with all of your best. Well, did you know that Abel was the first person in heaven? Now, to get there, he was also the first person on earth that was ever murdered in cold blood. His blood was shed on the ground of the field when Cain came out and attacked him bitterly. And that day, Abel went straight into heaven. And here's what happened to Abel. Early in life, Abel learned a most important secret. He learned that God is to be worshipped by offering an animal sacrifice, and that animal had to bleed, suffer, and die. Now that seems terrible. And that seems a very strange thing to learn. And most likely, Abel learned that from his mother and father, Adam and Eve, because God clothed them with animal skins. And so for them to have clothing, an animal had to die. And for them to walk with God, they were enclosed in that animal skin. Now, Abel learned this, that an animal sacrifice is what God accepts when you worship him. And of course, Abel was a shepherd. He was a keeper of sheep. And he took a lamb out of the flock, and he brought it to God as he worshiped God. And God was well pleased. God accepted Abel's offering, and that meant that he accepted Abel in person. And everything about Abel from then on was accepted. His singing, his praying, his words of devotion, his acts of service, everything was acceptable to God because his offering of an animal sacrifice had been accepted. And he was a worshiper of God through the blood. And that is the great thing that God does for true worshipers, those who learn the secret that you worship God by a blood atonement, a sacrifice, and of course for us, our Lamb is the Lord Jesus. It is His death, His blood that we offer to God when we come to worship Him. And when God accepts the offering, He accepts us. And He accepts everything that we do for God. And no matter how weak and poorly we do it, God still accepts it as perfect because He accepts the atoning offering. And so this is the wonderful practice of believers and Christians. Now, Abel had that blessing. And his heart was very happy. He was accepted. Everything that he did for God brought pleasure to God. But as Abel looked over at his brother, he realized that things weren't going so well. Cain refused to learn that secret. He refused to accept the idea that the God in heaven who made us requires that we bring an offering of blood. And he wouldn't accept that the wages of sin is death. That's the heart of the issue. And if you don't accept that sin brings death, well, you don't appreciate what Jesus did on the cross to shed his blood and bring peace to our hearts. You don't understand the reason for a sacrifice. And poor Cain didn't get it or rejected it. And Cain wouldn't confess that there was value in worshiping God by blood. He thought that was foolish and rather sickening. And there are people just like that today. And boys and girls, people will tell you, don't be going to a church where you are told that you have to worship God by a blood atonement, because that's old. Oh, so old. That is not modern. But it is the secret that every true Christian must learn and accept. Now, Cain was a farmer, and he thought, I'll just bring the fruit of the ground, the vegetables that I'm growing, and I'll bring my offering to God, and surely he'll be well pleased. I've put my whole best effort into these, growing these vegetables and fruits, and so he comes to God with his offering. But God is offended, and he rejects Cain. He rejects his offering, and he rejects Cain himself. And Cain now is totally offended. So God is offended with Cain. Cain is offended with God, and he goes out into the land of Nod. He wants to get away from God. And that is the reason why Cain couldn't look upon Abel. Because Abel was accepted, God was pleased with him, and there was peace in Abel's heart, a song in his heart, and there was such bitterness and anger in Cain's heart that he went out into the field and he slew his younger brother, Abel. That was a terrible, terrible act. And that blood of Abel cried out to God for justice. It cried out condemnation. And so Cain, who was already in trouble with God, he was completely on the outside. Now, since that incident, of course, many people have learned the secret of worshiping God by a blood sacrifice. All Christians do so. And our Lamb is the Lord Jesus. His blood saves our souls and brings marvelous peace so that we can come today to church not as an enemy of God, not as a stranger, but accepted in the Beloved. And knowing that our feeble, weak worship brings great pleasure and wonderful delight to the heart of the Lord our God. Our singing, well, we don't sing a whole lot these days in church. I hope you sing at home. You might be singing in the car or out in the yard or in the field. You might sing a whole lot, and that pleases God. Even you're off key, even you're off tune, your desire to sing, God accepts even that. And all our living for Jesus, in the weakness of our bodies, the Lord delights, because we have learned the secret of worshiping God by the blood. But for Cain now, it's too late. He lost out in the secret. He lost out with God. And he lost his soul. But there's Abel to focus on. The first one in heaven. And you can get there too by accepting the secret that God is worshipped by the blood of His Son. And when you say, that's the way I want to worship God, that's the way I want to live in God's fellowship, and you accept the Lord Jesus as your sacrifice and Savior, then you are like Abel. And if you die, when you die, I say if you die, maybe the Lord will come first. But when we die, we will go straight into heaven and we'll see Abel, the first man in heaven. Keep your eyes looking out for Abel.